Well, tell you what, I really enjoy traveling. It's one of life's great pleasures, I think. And air travel, for me, I pretty much enjoy air travel as well. Despite all the horror stories, for the most part, my trips have been pretty worry-free. And, you know, there's the occasional bump in the road or bump in the air that gets you off on the wrong track. But for the most part, I really enjoy flying. Rick Cini is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He obviously enjoys flying as well. And he's got a great company that helps us figure out where or how to get the best deals in the air. And he's with us today to talk with you about it. And I hope you'll tune in and ask him some questions. Did you buy air tickets for holiday travel? How do you feel the price compared to other years? Do you have upcoming trips planned and need some advice? What travel tips do you swear by? All that we can talk about with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Rick, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, wonderful. Great to have you back. Where have you been recently?
Well, let's see. A couple weeks ago, I was in the Caymans. Before that, in California. So I've been all over the world, actually, the past year. So I always laugh because my daughter's 12 years old, and she has 220,000 air miles under her belt. So she already has several business class tickets to Europe when she graduates from college.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you have some predictions for air travel for 2013. And before we take some calls, I wanted to have you go over some of those.
Sure. Yeah, I just did a recent column for USA Today and ABC News on predictions for 2013. And I think the one that was number one on my list is what people really want to know is, are air ticket prices going to be higher this year? The answer, unfortunately for us, is yes. We've already seen I predicted we'd see probably an airfare hike every 3 weeks this year domestically, and we've already had two attempts already this year. So they're already actually a little bit faster than the pace that I predicted this year. This is based on 6 or 7 years of tracking this kind of stuff. So the bottom line, that'll raise prices probably between 5% and 7%. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is a pretty good increase in airfares. And the bottom line now is that airlines are actually making a little bit of profit. Even American Airlines has made some profits the last 2 or 3 quarters while they're in bankruptcy and contemplating this potential merger with U.S. Airways.
Yeah, so they're making a little money. You had something called bundled fee fever.
Yeah, this is basically airlines taking, you know, nowadays I think we're probably all aware of bag fees and change fees. Those are the two fees that make the most money for airlines. But I think we've all seen the sushi menu fees, cutting in line fees, seat assignments on airplanes, confirming them before the 24-hour mark. So airlines are taking their entire sushi menu now of the things that we love to hate and then bundling 3 or 4 of them together that we don't buy and then discounting them by 50%. And hopefully we'll buy a little bit more doing that. So it's sort of a Walmart model or a Target model where we're bundling things. It's sort of like a coupon program. So we're going to see a lot more of that, and we're going to see it everywhere. Smartphones, kiosks, on the airplane, seat back TVs, if they have them. You'll be able to buy these things pretty much anywhere.
Oh, interesting. David and Sylvan has a question for you, so let's turn to him. David, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm planning a trip for the family in October, 1 week in Paris, 1 week in Munich. This would be mid-October, and we can leave any day of the week and depart from either Chicago or Madison. And I'm interested in an open jaw trip, or is it better to do a round trip to one of the locations?
Sure. Hey, David, by the way, great, perfect question. And you are the perfect customer because you're flying exactly at the right time. In mid-October is when the price point drops into winter rates. So you'll be saving, I don't know how many people are going to be in your party, but you'll be saving at least $150 each just because of that. What you want to do is, if you can, leave between Monday and Thursday. That's $40 cheaper each day. So if you leave on a Monday, come back on a Monday, you'll save yourself $80. On international travel like that, you always have to stay a Saturday night. So people that are, you know, staying from Sunday to Saturday, that does not include Saturday night, because all the cheapest airfare require a Saturday night stay. And you need to start shopping for that ticket about mid-March. About 5 months to 6 months before departure is when you want to start shopping for that ticket. You really have a window of a couple months after that, but I like people to shop a little bit early, set up some alerts, and get some information. That ticket price should be around somewhere around the $900 range for that time of year, between $800 and $900 for that particular time of year. You want to start shopping about mid-March and start looking for that ticket. And I would fly out of either Milwaukee or Chicago. You're going to see a $200 each way surcharge for flying through Madison, just for the convenience of flying through Madison.
And what about open jaw or round trip?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter in most cases. They're a little bit harder to shop for when you come to websites. You have to pick what's called the multi-city option, so that you can actually put in your cities. It's a little bit harder to do. You'll find it under links called multi-city or advanced shopping. But basically the way they price tickets is half the round trip price. Let's say you were going to go into Paris, for example, and come back from Italy. Then it's half the round trip price back from, say, Milan or something like that.
There you go. Thank you very much, David, for calling. Roy in La Crosse. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's on your itinerary?
We are planning a trip to Seoul, Korea, like the second week in April. We're open as far as flying day of the week. There are three of us going, and we're interested in flying probably out of Chicago, a round-trip ticket, and we were wondering what the best flight would be, and is it also good to arrange a hotel together with the flight, or do that separately?
Okay, great. Yeah, so you're going to be shopping you're going to be flying relatively soon. That you basically got, looks like, about 3 months before your trip. And so you want to be shopping right now, absolutely. That ticket price typically for Seoul out of Chicago is going to be in the $1,200 to $1,300 range that time of year. It doesn't really vary that much in other parts of the year, mainly because that's a business trip. There's not a huge amount of tourist traffic that does that particular trip. And so you want to, in some cases, you can find some cheaper deals out of the West Coast. I personally, whenever I fly into Asia, I always sort of fly into the West Coast on a cheaper domestic ticket and then spend a day there, because it's a really long flight going over. And the cheapest prices are typically from the West Coast out of Los Angeles or San Francisco. But you can probably find that ticket for around $1,300. There has been a few discounting going on. The big issue right now is that the average fuel surcharge on that trip is closer to $500, and the taxes are $150. So you're looking at $650 to $700 before you pay for airfare. So this $1,200 to $1,300 range that we're talking about is really only $250 to $300 each way for your ticket.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That's very good. And is there any discount for, like, senior citizens in this type of package or this type of flight?
Unfortunately, you know, here's the airline's response to that question. Our prices are so low, we don't need a discount for seniors anymore.
Yeah.
But so there's not really – the only discounts you see on international are for kids under 12 years of age. Sometimes you'll see a 75 to 50% discount for kids, but not for seniors.
All right. There you go. Good luck, Roy. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Sally in Middleton, hi.
Hi. Oh, this is a wonderful opportunity, because we, neither I or my family could figure out what was going on. At Christmas, I was out at the airport an hour early, out at the desk, checking in, and that went through fine. And she said, "What's your seat reservation?" And I said, I thought a ticket made, if I had a ticket and got on a plane, there'd be a seat someplace for me, or be on the list. And she said, "Oh no, you need a seat reservation." And she said, I can't guarantee you'll get on the plane since you don't have a seat reservation. And I said, "What should I do?" She said, "Well, go on up in the place, the waiting place, and just and see what they say." So I sat up there for I don't know a half hour, and they boarded, and I did have a seat reservation. But have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, well, probably what she's referring to is a confirmed seat reservation. When you buy your ticket, you do have a seat on that plane. The only way that they can boot you off that plane is by doing what's called bumping. And if they bump you nowadays, and it's over a certain number of hours, a couple hours and 4 hours for international, they have to pay you back in cash if they bump you. So you don't see a lot of bumping going on. What she was referring to is the fact that many airlines today, they don't confirm your seat assignment up to 24 hours before departure. So they want you to come onto their website and get your boarding pass. And once you get your boarding pass, that assigns you a seat. So you didn't have an assigned seat. You had a seat. You just didn't know what the seat number was. And so what they did is they assigned one for you once you got your boarding pass. So I think the agent was probably a little bit confused there.
Well, she seemed very clear. And on her side, I was completely flummoxed. When you answered my question, you said something about look on your website. I and many other people my age don't have computers. Right. Everybody assumes we do. I don't. I can't afford. I can go into debt and get a computer, but I'm not going to do that.
Sure, I understand. And really, it's hard to find humans at the airports anymore. They're going more to kiosks and a variety of other things. So if you did book your ticket, you know, outside of a computer, you did have a seat. As soon as you buy that ticket, you have a contract of carriage and you have a seat. You just don't have a seat number yet.
And there you go. And we're going to take a quick look at the news, weather, and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be right back with Rick Cini. Please stay with us. Travel can be one of life's great pleasures, but it can also be pretty overwhelming trying to get a good deal with decent connections where you want to go. Seems like good deals on airfares are turning into an endangered species a little bit here. Hi, Larry Mueller. Glad to have you join us on the Ideas Network. And like any industry, a lot goes on behind the scenes with airlines and the travel business in general. And lucky for us, Rick Cini has an insider's knowledge about the travel industry that can help the rest of us make great decisions. He's the CEO of FareCompare.com. Happy to answer your questions when you call in at 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. That's where you need to go. Like the page while you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. And we'll be back with Rick Cini right after this look at the news. We have many guests who come on several times a year who people enjoy hearing from, and our guest today is certainly one of them. We often get calls asking when he'll be on next time because someone has a big vacation plan and really wants some of his great advice. Rick Cini, founder and CEO of FareCompare.com, with us. He helps us navigate the world of airfares, keeps us informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always great to have you with us.
No, I really enjoy helping. And I know sometimes people get frustrated with air travel industry, but there are a lot of tips and tricks out there. If you just know four or five of them, you can typically navigate the shark-infested water.
And they are kind of shark-infested, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, airlines know everything, and they're getting much more technologically sophisticated. They know when our spring break is. They know what times we want to go. You know, they know how many times a year we go. And they're using all that information to try to extract as much coin from us as they can, and it's just our job to sort of know that they know and sort of work around that.
Yeah, and FareCompare.com, certainly I've been on the site many times myself. It's you provide a good service there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, very much. We have Maya in Glendale with a question for you, so let's go there. Maya, hi, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I have to leave on 6/20 in June for Riga, Latvia, to return on 7/11. Now, I could jiggle those dates just a smidgen, but I have reservations, so not a whole lot.
Okay.
And I was thinking of leaving from O'Hare, obviously.
Sure, yeah. So that Latvia has typically almost everything that goes into Latvia has to transit through London Heathrow.
We've gone a couple of times. Also Helsinki and Stockholm.
Sure, you can also do that as well if you fly out of Chicago. The ticket price typically for that time of year nowadays, historically pretty high right now, is around $1,200 to $1,300.
Okay.
Maybe you can find it sometimes for $1,100 depending on how you want to take your particular trip. The price goes up pretty dramatically in the middle of June. So if you can go earlier in June, you're going to be a little bit safer on that. Otherwise, you're going to be paying, you know, closer to $1,350 to $1,400 per person.
Okay. So I should be starting to look for my ticket right away?
No, I would wait about sort of mid-February and start looking. You want to start shopping about 4.5 to 5.5 months before departure on that particular trip. You'll start seeing some sales come in, and don't buy your ticket any later than basically mid to late April.
No. I was thinking as soon as possible. So when I was trying to explore this one question I have, there was this flight, it was too good to be true, and maybe it was, on Finnair. But they had me coming into New York from Helsinki, New York, okay? That would be fine. I don't mind two stops. But there was like an hour and 20 minutes, very close.
Very tight connection.
Right. Now, when I talked to them, I said, can I make it? And then the one agent said, yeah, I don't know. The other one said, yeah, probably. But what do you think? I mean, that seems awfully tight.
Well, when you cross a country's border, typically you have to go through passport control, right? That's the big if, right? A lot of times, if they do have tight connections, they'll hold up the flight on the Rexically. The problem with Finnair is they have so few flights that if you do miss that flight, you have to wait to the next day.
Okay.
So just be aware that what I would do is go look at the average times through immigration control.
Oh, okay.
And make sure if you're just transiting in that particular case, then you're probably okay. That's a pretty tight connection. I typically don't like international connections under 2 hours.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Well, this is, you know, from New York to Chicago, and I suppose I could always maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, if they have enough flights, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Then they'll put you on another aircraft, for example, if they have two or three more flights that day.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry so much about that, but check and make sure that you're transiting and you don't have to go through passport control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does transiting mean?
That means you're just connecting, and you basically don't have to go through immigration.
Because my luggage is on the someplace else than I am. Is that the point?
Yeah. Did you say it was landing in New York?
Right.
Yeah, if you're coming from Helsinki, you'll have to go through immigration control, and that can be up to 2 hours.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yep.
Okay. But then you think it's okay to keep looking till February? I mean, if I put a deadline.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right in the sweet spot. As long as you continue to shop for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're right in the sweet spot. I just wouldn't want you to wait any longer than sort of March or April.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a book or something? I've been listening to your show, but I don't always write things down.
Have a book, but I do write for USA Today and for ABC News for the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And so you can, if you Google a variety of articles on things like the cheapest day to fly, when to go, what the tricks are to go to Europe, you'll probably find me laying around Google in a variety of spots.
And also just going to your site.
Yeah, we also can sign up for alerts. I would definitely go to my site today.
Sign up for
Chicago to Latvia. We'll actually send you a note whenever the prices start to drop.
And how do I get there, sir?
Faircompare.com. Just go www.faircompare.com.
Oh, and just get myself on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as soon as you type in the address, it'll ask you if you want to get alerts on that, and you'll have to enter your email address if you'd like to.
Thank you so much.
No, thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. Elizabeth in Janesville, hello to you.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I actually just had a couple quick questions. I'm planning a birthday trip for my husband's 40th birthday, and we've kind of honed in on Negril. And we're liking it because it's a little bit more natural, not overly developed, and we're interested in a smaller resort, not one of the big all-inclusive type resorts. And I was wondering if there was a better suggestion that you would have, something that would keep us under around $3,000 as far as just the airfare and the hotel stay.
Sure, how, just two of you?
That would be just the two of us, yeah.
And what time of year are you going?
March.
In March. Well, you need to be shopping right now,
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not during spring break.
Third week in March.
Okay, so I'm not real familiar with the Wisconsin school system, but that's our spring break, sort of the second week in March here in Texas. But as long as you're outside of spring break, you should be able to get down there for probably in that $500 to $600 range.
Okay.
Definitely you want to be shopping right now. There's been some sales even the past few weeks, so you need to jump in there right now and get those tickets. I wouldn't expect that you would pay together much more than $1,500 for that time of year, as long as you stay away from spring break.
Okay. Would there be a better island that you would say? Because I kind of imagine any of the islands are going to
be. Well, I just got back from a week in the Caymans, and I'm enamored with the Caymans. The first time I've been there. I've been to all those particular locations in the Bahamas and a variety of those islands. That is going to be your cheapest, probably, island to go to?
Is Jamaica or the Caymans?
Jamaica.
Jamaica will be
Caymans will be one of your most expensive. And you're typically going to transit either, it depends on what airline you are, you typically transit from the southeastern area, either Atlanta or Charlotte, depending on your airline, or Miami, or in some cases you'll be transiting through Puerto Rico.
Okay. Right. Well, I did find a straight shot from, I think it was Chicago into Montego Bay, and I think it was like $456. But I was just curious if you had any better suggestions.
Yeah, my wife is the one that knows what to do when we get there. I just make sure we get there cheap. Next time I'll bring her on and she can tell you, she can give you some examples.
Other quick question. Is there any truth to shopping for airfare like at some ridiculous time? Like sometimes I'll go on at midnight, 2 in the morning, and I'll notice there is a drop sometimes. Is there any truth to...
Yeah, we studied over a trillion samples of data over a 5-year period, and 75% of the time airlines file sales on Monday night. All the other airlines scramble to match Tuesday morning. So the perfect time to shop is Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
2 p.m.
And 3 p.m. Okay. And typically those sales about 68% of the time last 3 days. So the perfect shopping window is basically Tuesday through Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
There you go.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yep,
you're quite welcome.
Greg in Oak Creek, hello.
Hi, thank you very much. International travel.
Okay.
We want to go to London and Paris. Wife wants to be in Paris May 15th, birthday. We can leave from Milwaukee or from Chicago. Best routes, best way to go. We know there's Air Canada. There's a U.S. flight from Milwaukee to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia and then through Philadelphia into London, yeah.
And obviously, we would take the channel to Paris. We're going to not take the airline from London to Paris.
Yeah, that's the Eurostar. So basically, so that time of year, you said April, right? Or...
No, May 15th, she'd like to be in Paris. Do we go to Paris first and then London, leave London? Or we can, either way, doesn't matter.
Yeah, definitely you're going to want to go through London first. Paris typically has about a $120 surcharge if that's your end point there. So definitely I would definitely go to London. Although London Heathrow, they charge a little fee now to, pay for the Olympics. They're charging a little extra to land in London Heathrow now. You definitely want to be shopping right now for that ticket. If you can go a little bit early, like May 12th or May 13th, the ticket prices are actually about $100 cheaper.
Okay.
So depending, there's a price increase right around that May 15th date, depending on which airline you take. In that particular case, typically Delta has a lot of lift there. If you're flying out of Chicago, you have United and American, for example.
Right.
So you want to, if you can, leave on a Monday through a Thursday, that's a little bit cheaper as well.
Got it.
Even if you do it on half your trip, and definitely stay a Saturday night. And how long are you going to stay?
Well, we can stay 10 days probably easily. We want to go Disney Paris. Either take the channel from London directly to Disney Paris, and then take a commuter rail pass from Disney, use that as a home base.
Yeah, I've been there twice, actually, home-based out of London Heathrow, and there's a train that goes all the way to the front door of Disney Paris.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, straight from London. So I've been there with my daughter twice, so I can tell you that is the way to do it.
That's what our plan is. Take the Eurostar directly to Disney's front door.
Exactly, and it works out really well, and I would then go hang out 3 or 4 days in Paris because that's my actually favorite. But definitely I would do that. I would go ahead and buy my ticket within the next month or so.
Within the next month.
Excellent. Yeah, and you're going to be looking at prices to London Heathrow in that time frame. You might be able to sneak in, around 920, 930, but more likely in the high 900s.
That's what we've been looking at online. And best time, as we just heard, from Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah, on international, that's basically for domestic. On international, it's the same thing happens. They basically, airlines know when we like to shop, and that's when they like to file their sales. The busiest shopping day online every week is Tuesday.
Got it. Is it better to leave Milwaukee or Chicago?
Chicago will be typically around $60 each way cheaper. So it's okay. You know, if that's what it's going to cost to park your car or a variety of stuff, I would go through Milwaukee. But if you have a group of five or six, it might add up, and I'd go through Chicago.
Just the two of us. I thank you very much for your time and your wonderful information.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Greg, for calling. Appreciate your call. And Andrea's next, and she's in Libertyville, Illinois. Hi, Andrea.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Domestic New York to Chicago, which I've heard mentioned a lot of times already. So there's lots and lots of flights. I'm used to getting tickets online. I've been doing that for a while. I do that trip a lot. And I was wondering if your guest has anything to add. I do the Monday night to Tuesday shopping thing. One thing also, I have a completely flexible schedule. So I'm looking to go, I think, February. I liked what I saw, but is there anything that you can tell me to get something even cheaper?
Sure. Well, if you stay away from President's Day weekend, you're probably in pretty good shape. There's a little bit of a blip in higher prices that's Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay, of course.
You should be able to find that ticket easily this time of year, especially for February, under $200 round trip. I think Spirit Airlines flies that route nonstop now. Sometimes they have the ticket prices around $130 round trip if you're willing to fly Spirit Airlines on that particular route. But it's driven down the price on other airlines as well.
I've done their trip before. I don't like paying for the bag and all that. So.
Sure. So sometimes the bag can actually, depending on. So you can fly on American and United. Typically, you'll see that price in that February time frame around $150 to $175 round trip. I've rarely seen it dip below $150 round trip, so I would go ahead and buy my ticket right away.
I meant to say I go one way, and that's the reason I've been doing that over the years. I do this trip about 3-4 times a year, and the reason I do that is because I can find a cheaper ticket if I go one way because my schedule is so flexible, and I usually spend anywhere from a week to 6 months there because I kind of live there. I live in San Francisco. I do the triangle of Chicago.
Yeah, definitely. Then I would buy my ticket right now. You're looking at a little bit higher price for the one-way ticket, around $98 each way.
Oh, because, you know, I looked last week and I saw 68, 72.
You might be able to sneak in there.
A lot of those sales I'm hoping aren't over, but they may be.
No, you have basically about one more week to get sort of that $70 to $90 price, and then you can be flexible on the way back.
Mm-hmm. That's what I needed to know because I wanted to get that if I can, and I don't want to wait too long.
I would go hop on the computer right now and book it.
Book it. There you go, Andrea. Thanks for calling. Connie in Williams Bay. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about what my options for travel to Cuba might be.
Well, there's a couple options. I wrote a piece about this about a year and a half ago for ABC News. You have to be in a tour group.
Yeah.
You have to have a group, and then it has to be a sanctioned group. So they did relax some of the rules there. Unless you have a family member somewhere in your family tree, then you can do some special stuff there. And then there's some people that, you know, because I'm actually a registered travel agent, I can't say the other ways to do things, but all you have to do is travel to Google. To Cuba and Google, and they can show you how to do that. And that typically involves going through a country like Canada or Mexico.
Right. That's my understanding as well. I wasn't quite sure if those travel restrictions have been lifted a little bit. You still need to be part of some sort of sanctioned travel group.
Or you have to have a family member in your sort of immediate family tree.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Thanks very much for calling. Rick Zini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Give a call. Danny in Green Bay. Hi.
Hello. I have two destination weddings, one in November in Cancun, December in St. Thomas, and I need help.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, the good news is you're asking for help 10 months in advance.
Yeah.
The bad news is those are the times of years that they love to stick it to you.
Yeah.
Is it early in December, I hope?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's better. Christmas. Typically, you're looking at under $500 early December, well over $500 if you're looking after December 17th.
Okay.
So, and typically, you're going to see the best prices out of Chicago or Minneapolis. I'm not sure where you said you were closer
Green
to.
Green Bay, but we've got family in Minneapolis and Chicago.
So. Right. So, you're going to add another probably $50 each way on for the convenience of flying out of Green Bay and connecting.
Okay.
But I would be waiting well into sort of May and June, maybe even July, to start shopping for that ticket.
Okay.
It's way too early to do that. What I wouldn't do is procrastinate into like September.
Okay.
So definitely you're way too early to buy that ticket. They're going to charge you $700 or $800 right now when you go to shop for it.
Okay.
I definitely would wait at least 3 or 4 months before I started shopping for that ticket.
Okay. Now, when it comes to Cancun, I'm not so much worried because I imagine there's quite a bit of places that you don't have to do the whole 1 week all-inclusive.
Correct.
But St. Thomas, I have no idea what to even expect. Is that even a possibility to do the same thing in St. Thomas?
Yeah, St. Thomas. Yeah, St. Thomas is typically runs typically $150 to $200 more than Cancun. Now, you have to remember that, you know, Mexico prices have been depressed because of some of the security issues around people's apprehensiveness of going into Mexico.
Sure.
So typically it's a little more expensive going into St. Thomas. The good news is the taxes are a little bit cheaper, so sometimes that mitigates it a little bit because of the way taxation is done. But there's plenty of resorts there on the island. You can do all-inclusive or you can sort of do a la carte if you'd like to.
How much am I looking at for a la carte off the top of your head?
You're looking at room rates, if it's around Thanksgiving, you know, in that $300 to $500 range per night. If it's outside of that, you're looking well under $300 a night.
Okay. Well, that takes a lot of the angst out of it.
Yeah, as long as you avoid Christmas and Thanksgiving, because that's when everybody's trying to fly and get away from the cold, you're in good shape.
I know Cancun is the week of November 4th or whatever.
Oh, that's perfect time. That'll be really inexpensive to go. Nobody's going during that time. You'll find great prices.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. What are some attractive late winter, early spring destinations, Rick?
Late winter, early spring, I think the most attractive price-wise is I've seen some ridiculous prices into Hawaii the last week and a half or so.
Oh.
You know, under $400 round trip.
Oh, my goodness. How do they do it?
So, really, that's just, when kids are back in school, the prices drop pretty dramatically. Outside of the holiday time period, there's a few holidays in spring break you want to avoid. But if you have some flexibility and your kids are not in school anymore and you have some time to get away, this is absolutely the perfect time to fly. I definitely would look at Hawaii. Right now, I was in Caymans. I'm positive ticket prices are about a third of the price I paid for my ticket over Christmas.
My.
So it really, honestly, this is off season for almost everybody. You may not have the vibrancy and the nightlife at the particular destinations that you might want, but that may not be what you want. So this is the perfect time to fly pretty much anywhere in the Caribbean. I personally probably would pick Hawaii at this point.
Yeah, that sounds almost too good to be true. $400.
Well, yeah, we were seeing $149 each way out of the West Coast into Hawaii, so...
Oh, man. So we have just time for maybe one or two more travel tips. If you got another one you want to pass on to us?
Yeah, I think, you know, here's sort of the four or five that if you know, you'll always get a pretty decent deal. And if there's one tip I could give everybody, think of the day that you want to shop for your airline ticket and shop one day earlier. That will always help you. Most people procrastinate. In fact, most people shop within 30 days of departure. And it's absolutely the worst time to shop if you want to get a decent deal. So definitely do that. The cheapest days to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Even if you do half your trip on one of those 2 days, typically you want to do that. Most of the cheap airfare also require you to stay at least two nights. And so if you're leaving on a Tuesday, coming back on a Friday, if you can extend it one more day, you'll save some money there.
And those are all great tips. And Rick, thank you so much. I really appreciate having you with us today.
Sure, thank you.
Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. That's FairCompare.com. Great to have him with us. And certainly thank you for listening in. And please stay with us. There's lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.